forget the blue Danube, it's the greeny brown Vltava, which is the watery muse of artists and musicians in this part of the world. You're just listening to composer Bedřich Smetana's Ode to the Vltava, the Czech Republic's longest river stretching more than 400 kilometres. The Vltava is the main waterway through the Czech capital Prague, and has been most famous in recent years for bursting its banks in 2002. The floods caused billions of crowns worth of damage to the capital alone, and put the city's metro out of action for several months. But on a summer's day, the river is lovely and reassuringly low. It's the perfect weather for boating, and it's tough work, but someone's got to do it. In the name of this week's spotlight, I ventured out onto the Vltava with Captain Jarda Knap.
What we can see, it is a lot of things, because the way we can use is like 8 kilometers of river. So if we go both directions, we can see a lot of buildings, a lot of nice places like Barrandov rocks, Vyšehrad, Podolská vodárna, for example. And if you go down to the town, we can see also Prague Castle, which we can't see like near, but it is possible to see, so it's really nice boating.
A lot of cities, I mean, like sort of maybe Amsterdam or Stockholm or whatever, have obviously a river as a really sort of central part of that city, and lots of people do seem to go out on boats on the river. Is Prague the same? Do lots of people rent boats from you just to go out onto the river and sit and have a nice day?
It's hard to say that it is the same, because Prague lays on the river, of course, but the boating, for example, in Amsterdam is much more large, of course, because there is so much channels, rivers you can use. But we can see a lot of Czech people really like to go out on the river in the Prague, because it is like something they can't to do any like every day. Or so in the center and in the summer, it's possible to see that people really like it to go out.
Jarda Knap helps run a boat rental service set up by his mother, Helena Knapova. Among other things, the family runs a ferry service between the Barrandov district on the left bank of the river and the pleasure beach Žluté Lázně on the right. You can go on this ferry over the river with a normal tram or metro ticket, as it's part of the capital's integrated transport system. Helena Knapova is no novice at the helm.
I worked around water, around boats all my life, and I like it, and I want to do something what I like.
You said you worked around water and around boats all of your life. What did you do?
I worked in port. In port for boats, for all boats on the river Vltava, in Smíchov and port of Radotín.
Were you working sort of with freight, or were you working with passengers?
All. It was transport of coal and some building materials.
We set out on our tour along the river. Our transport took the form of a homemade raft, which sounds quite Tom Sawyer, but which was actually complete with its own barbecue, roof, lighting system and garden furniture. Still, a speedboat it was not.
Now, how fast does something like this raft ever travel? Can you go very fast on this?
I can go like maybe 20-25 kilometers an hour. If you are not too heavy, you know, it's... It depends on the kilograms you has here, because the engine is not so powerful like the big boats, of course, because then you can't drive it without license. So, but it's really possible to use as a traffic transport boat.
Helena Knapova says that in all the time she spent on the Vltava, she's seen it improve massively in the last couple of years. Her son agrees.
It's the truth, and I can understand it, because the changes happened under the after the revolution. So before the revolution, there was a lot of fabrics and companies which was giving to the river a lot of dirty materials and so on, and the law was changed of course, so it's much more better. And also the places around the Vltava River, especially in Prague, are growing to much more free time spending places, you know.
The Vltavas may be still not considered to rank amongst the cleanest of rivers, but Captain Knapp insists that it's nonetheless a great place to look at nature.
If you go outside of Prague, or not out of the Prague, but if you go this direction out from the Prague, you can see a lot of nice situations, like the birds which are going in the water and swimming like 20 meters under the water and then going out. It's really possible to see, and we are just going to one place where I see every day last 2 years one cormorant which like lives there alone without any friends and so on. So it's really easy, or it is really nice to see him sitting there every next day. You know, it's like our friend, and we call him Oscar. You know.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing.
We power our way back into town, and it's my turn to take over the controls. Captain Knapp alerts me to all of the water police boats lurking around Charles Bridge.
I am flying. I am flying like a bird across the sky. I am flying.
So tell me what I'm going to be doing, please, what I should be doing to drive this boat.
It's really not hard to drive the boat, because you must just move it two directions, the engine, and these directions are the power of gas and the direction of the boat, of course. So it's really nothing difficult to understand.
Okay, but we're sort of going in the right direction, but say I wanted to slightly swerve to the left, I'm going to be pulling it to my right. I do the exact opposite, do I?
Still, when you don't have a steering wheel, then you still use it in other direction, because steering wheel does it for you, that it changed the direction. So, of course, if you want to turn left now and you've got it in the hand, the engine, you should turn it right. Then.
So should I be doing that? Let me go slightly. Oh, God, our boat's wobbling. Am I doing all right?
Yes, I think so. It is.
And if I want to speed up?
Give it to right in your hand.
Oh! Okay, I've slowed it right down.
This gulf, or I call it gulf, it's really looking like somewhere in Cambodia or like that, because it's only green and old old crashed boats, you know, you saw them on the start, so it's really funny.
So how's my driving? How's my sailing?
It's fine. I feel really good.
So I proved my worth as a deckhand in the end, and sailing down the Vltava in Prague was fantastic. As a displaced Scot, I'd even go as far as saying that its banks were nearly as bonny as those of the Lund.
That edition of Spotlight was first aired in May of 2008. And again, as of April this year, we will no longer be featuring Spotlight on Saturdays, but Mailbox, Magazine, Science Journal and Czech History, each coming up once a month.